Like to ask you to turn to Colossians 1 as I almost tripped Zach on the way by. Colossians 1, make things more exciting. Colossians 1 through, love to go all the way through 13 and 14. What Paul prays for the Colossians is amazing, and then focus especially on 4 and 5. Colossians chapter 1. And ultimately going to look at faith, hope, and love. Verse 1 in chapter 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae. Grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before the word of the truth, the gospel, which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and increasing, as it also does among you since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth, just as you learned from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf and has made known to us your love in the Spirit. Listen to what Paul prays. I think there's 9 things and 4 things that he's thankful for, oftentimes different than how I tend to pray, and convictingly so. And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, and so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And so, if you go back with me to verse 4 and 5, look at this church. Paul always gave thanks to God the Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ for them. We pray for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, faith. We know that faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not see. Without faith, it's impossible to please God because we must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. This kind of faith, saving faith, is only a gift. We cannot muster up this kind of faith because we are dead in our transgressions and our sins. And there's no way to get this faith except from that gift of God, Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. This is a faith that works. It is not a dead faith. I think it is an exciting Martin Luther, Papa Fred's buddy, that said that we are justified by faith alone, but not by a faith that is alone. Always, this is a great thing to remember, that true saving faith works. And then finally, faith is manifested by love. Your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints. We have the ability to love all the saints. Love is a fruit of the Spirit. It's available to every believer. It is an agape kind of love. No unbeliever has this kind of love, but we as believers love. Do we have a working faith, a faith that works? Do we have an agape love for all the saints? And then this faith and love spring from hope. Look at verse 5. Your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have heard for this, for all the saints because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. It springs from hope. If our hope is wrong, and a hope is an expectation in the New Testament of something that's sure to come, our hope is in heaven. We know it's coming. We've never been this close before. In fact, this is, should bring us great urgency and a great excitement. And what springs from that is a faith and a love. If our hope is wrong, our faith and love are going to be diminished. It's, they spring from that hope, having that hope in the right area and the right thing. Hudson Taylor, and I'll close with this quote, was very convicting this week. He, during a hard time in China, missionary in China, wrote his wife and said, "We have 25 cents and the promises of God." And he wasn't complaining. He was thrilled with that. We have 25 cents and the promises of God. And so what a hope to know that these promises from God are true, that we have heaven to come, that hope will then bring us great faith and love. Consider your week. Confess sin, as maybe we have not had the faith, hope, and love that we have been entrusted in, gifted with, and I'll close this. So let's pray. Gracious Father, I would confess before you, maybe all of us would confess before you, that our hope is sometimes not only in Christ, like it can be, about an expectation of what we know is coming in heaven, now, all that we have to look forward to in eternity with you. No more sin, no more suffering, no more pain or tears, but instead never robbing you of the glory that you deserve. We long for that day, and we look forward to that day, and we pray that and confess that oftentimes my hope has been in people or in circumstances, in comforts of this life, maybe in money, in our jobs. We would ask that you would forgive us for misguided hope that often hinders our love and our faith. But I ask, Lord, for your grace to be able to have our hope only in our Savior, that we would be able to keep our eyes fixed on him, that our hearts and our minds would be set on things above and not on these earthly things. I thank you for the agape love that you've given us through your Spirit. I thank you for this faith that we can be sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see, that we can live by faith and not by sight. And we commit this week to you, thanking you so much that where we have wronged you in these areas, you have no condemnation left for us. As you put your Son on the cross and poured your wrath on him instead of us, we would confess that we were deserving of it, but we are so thankful that you have saved us from our sins, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ would die for us. We pray in Jesus' name.